These are the seven blessings for married couples. Beautiful, very personal and moving blessings. So whether your marriage is struggling or you're in a happy place, receive these blessings today.
Love. May you be blessed with love. May your admiration, appreciation, and understanding for each other foster a love that is passionate, tranquil, and real. May this love between you be strong and enduring and bring peace into your lives.
A loving home. May you be blessed with a loving home filled with warmth, humor, and compassion. May you create a family together that honors traditions, old and new. May you teach your children to have equal respect for themselves and others, and instill in them the value of learning and to make the world a better place.
Humor and play. May you be best friends and work together to build a relationship of substance and quality. May your sense of humor and playful spirit continue to liven your relationship. May you respect each other's individual personality and perspective, and give each other room to grow in fulfilling your dreams, and give each other grace in both weakness and mistakes.
Wisdom. May you be blessed with wisdom. May you continually learn from one another and from the world. Together, may you grow, deepening your knowledge and understanding of each other and of your journey through life.
A blessing of health. May you be blessed with health. May life bring you wholeness of mind, body, and spirit. May you keep each other well balanced and grounded, and live long that you may share many happy years together.
Art, beauty, creativity. May your life be blessed with the art and beauty of this world. May your creative aspirations and experiences find expression, inspire you, and bring you joy and fulfillment. May you find happiness together in adventures big and small, and something to celebrate each day of your life.
Community. May you be blessed with community. May you always be blessed with the awareness that you are an essential part of a circle of family and friends. May there always be within this group love, trust, support, and laughter. And may there be many future occasions for rejoicing in each other's company. The desire for partnership and companionship is innately human. In the beginning, God Himself said, "It's not good for a man to be alone." For those desiring marriage, this blessing is for you.
Loving God, infinite spirit, so numerous are those deprived of true love. So many cannot find their match. Have mercy upon them. source of love, prepare every single solitary lonely soul to experience the completion that comes with finding one's match. May it be your will, Abba Father, that you will be filled with compassion for single black women who desire marriage and appoint for them a spouse who is a worthy match, pleasant, God-fearing, teachable, intelligent, and of good character with a success mindset, and blessed in his study and his dealings. According to your will, incline the heart of her parents and his to unite in this love, that it may be good for them in this world, by your grace in your loving and precious name, Jesus.
Hello, 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 world. We're honored you came back for season 2 of the Beloved Queens podcast. I'm Tina Matheson with my ladies, Claudia Lewis, everybody calls Queen Trina, and Veronica Gray, our Queen V. We like, come again, queens.
Let's get it on, ladies.
Caribbean queens in the ATL.
For the next few seconds, just rock with us. Rock with us. Rock with us. Next few seconds, just rock with us.
Feel the vibes, man.
Yeah, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Love Day.
Happy love.
What do people normally do on Love Day? We always give love, right?
Yes.
But how do you receive love? Are you giving how the person receives? Mm. Or are you giving how you receive and expect them to enjoy what you give them because that's how you would receive it? Did you take into consideration how they receive love? In your gift giving, are you taking into consideration how they receive? Because what some of us discovered from our love language tests is that we're not really what we thought we were in terms of our love language. Trina's story was she thought she was... Trina, you thought yours was gifts.
I knew. I didn't maybe just know. I love gifts. And only God himself could have told me that wasn't it. I was like, huh? But I realized that quality time is more meaningful to me than gifts. Because I throw the gift aside, but those memories I'll have and cherish for the rest of my life. Okay, here's a story with my grandmother, Molly Smith. I remember talking to my grandma and she was telling me, you know, about how she would love to come visit more and whatever. And I was like, Grandma, yeah, you should come. I wouldn't mind you coming and spending a whole month with us. My grandmother lives in Canada. And I was like, that would be so nice, you know, for you to bond with the kids. And I'm there trying to, she's like, oh, but me not have no money. And I'm like, you don't have any money. She's like, yes, you don't want me to give you some money when me dead. And I'm like, no. And she was quiet. And I'm like, hello, hello. She's like, you really feel that way? And I said, yes. I said, I'd rather you come and visit with me and spend time with me, bond with me. That means more than the money. I said, me don't want the money. I want you to come and visit. You know, sir. People, straight Jamaican. My grandmother's Jamaican. The woman Bex, Malice, whatever I want to call it, for a whole month, she never spoke to me. And I couldn't understand why.
She wanted you to receive the love how she receives love.
I couldn't see that at the time.
So did you ask her, like, what's going on, Graham? Why you ain't talking to me?
If me ask her, we are talking to the woman when I talk to the stepfather for 20 years.
This is normal behavior.
1 month, Tina, is like nothing. That's a day in my book. That's a day. I said, oh, she bet. Ah, when she ready, she called me. I was like, ah, when she ready, she called me.
Oh, wow. But I think even sometime in even in that situation, sometimes you have to give people time.
Yes, I think she needed the time. I didn't understand it. Because I'm like, if I'm telling you this is what I want, you're offering to give me something. And I'm like, I don't want that. What I want is your time. That's more valuable to me. I couldn't understand.
But you're saying that. But you're saying I don't want that. What do you think she heard?
I don't want you. Mm-hmm. That's what she was hearing.
So you both kind of want the same thing, but V had that question burning. I see it.
No, because I was just thinking how many relationships are under that misguided information. Like, it's almost like a rejection. Mm. So when you told her you would rather her spending time with you, she felt rejected because you didn't want her money. And there are so many relationships out there that there is people are feeling rejected because of misinformation, only because they didn't show or receive the love that they thought they needed or wanted. Wow.
I'm thinking about the workaholic, whether that's your wife or husband, and you're like, I'm out here making money for us. I'm trying to build for us. I'm trying to build. And you're like, but you're not here.
Yeah.
I want you to be here with us. And they can't understand why you feeling that way. But like, but this is for us. And you're like, yeah, but I'm not feeling that way. Let me tell you, I know personally for me, long distance don't work. Hello. I could not be in a long distance relationship. I tried it. Mike and I were long distance for 1 year and I hated every... I used to fly down to Atlanta every month. I couldn't bother. I was like, this ain't for me. I need you in my bed every night. I'm sorry. That's me. That's what works for me. I'm just speaking what works for me. But that's what I need in my relationship. Somebody else can handle it. But that's what I need.
Yeah, I don't think I did long distance. And been there, done that, not doing it. And it is not... I'm too selfish for long distance relationship.
Where you go, I go. And we'll be on the floor together.
When you move, I move just like that.
Just like that. Yeah, but some people have the grace to do long distance. I'm sure it's challenging, but...
It's hard.
You get used to it because you have to, but
right,
you feel like some—I don't know. Got to feel like something's missing. I just know I don't choose to be that. We gonna roll this out, you know. You know how sometimes back in the day, you see how parents would just send their kids down, like to grandma forever. I can't do that. You know, one time I sent my son go to Jamaica for the month, and I was like, oh gosh, this is terrible. You know, it was just so hard for me to do because I'm just accustomed to us being together. And it's like every night when he was gone, I would go in his room and I'm standing in the room like a poor thing and looking around like, it's so quiet. It's like you always like, I can't wait for you all to leave. Can't wait for you all to leave. But when the kids leave, you don't hear the laughter in the house. It's just like, ouch. So. I couldn't do the long distance with my spouse either. That one is definitely not for me, but some people, they're able to rock it. We can't judge it, but I'm telling you, that is not for me.
More power.
Power to you.
But, you know, Trina is talking about giving people love the way they receive it. I went to my son's counselor last week. And I was talking to him and he was just telling me the relationship that he has with his dad. Well, had it because his father is now, you know, has passed away. But he said he just lost his mom too in October. But he said the parent that made the most impact on him was his dad. And he told me that, you know, he got to a position where he was colonel or something in the army. And he was like, Dad, I'm done. I did my this. I did all my education. I'm good. I got all my masters. I did all this. I have all that. And now I'm colonel and I'm done. And he said his dad simply whispered to him, there's more in you. And he said when his dad said that to him, he found so much fire to keep pushing himself forward even more. Because those little words, he was probably a words of affirmation person.
Mm-hmm.
And when his dad said that, what happens when you love someone the way they receive is that you set them in motion. If you're trying to force the way you receive love on somebody else, you are paralyzing them. They need to be loved. And the point is, you don't want people, if you are talking to your spouse or talking to your significant person and they are at a standstill, you are loving them the way you want to feel loved. So there's some kind of levels of miscommunication there because they're not getting your message.
So true.
Could it be that you're in a relationship with someone else, but everything that you are desiring is basically just loving on yourself? Kind of selfish people. And we are all guilty of that at some point because you're feeling that if I feel so full when somebody does this to me, maybe I need to do it back. But I'ma tell you, if they're stuck, if they're not moving, if you don't see them fired up, you are not speaking their language.
Or can you find a way to speak their, to have them experience the same thing, but in their language?
Mm. Absolutely. Oh, I think people can do that. But it's desiring. It is getting out of yourself enough, though.
Mm. That's the key.
To say, okay, not everybody's going to love the way I do. That's just acknowledgement. Not everybody receives love like I do. And maybe the person I'm dating or the person who is my husband or the person who, you know, is my boyfriend or someone who I'm interested in or whatever, maybe that person doesn't love the same exact way as you do. And if they do, oh, more power to you or whatever. But sometimes it's not the case. Some people are acts of service people.
Yeah.
They will stay out and they will work and they will show that they care by working hard and bringing home money. But like Trina said before, if you're working hard and bringing home money, you are proving that that's your way of love. So your child might say, but I never see you. So what is their way of love? So here's the thing. You're killing yourself to communicate love to them and they're not seeing it.
And great bonus times off. So there comes resentment because now the person feels that you don't appreciate what they're doing.
And that's why communication is one of the number one causes other than finances where marriage break up, right? Because even in love, sometimes you're not communicating correctly.
Especially in love.
Especially in love.
Because the person is telling you how they feel.
Are you listening, though?
You're not listening to them. You're not. No, and I'm going to step on some car now. Listen. Let's talk about the physical touch. Because some men been begging her. Wives out there to get him some physical touch, and you guys are in your own little world and don't want to acknowledge that this is how this person feel love. They need you to show them some affection. They're begging for it. They need the intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, May not have time for that. May have the pit to them. May have this. And you go down a list, a checklist of things that you have to get done. But here you are.
Right back to the 80% on other people. 80% of your mind is on other people.
On other people. And here's your partner begging you. Because sometimes them ask and sometimes they beg.
Wow.
Please.
And the thing is, they don't want to always be the person to initiate. So if they tell you that that is their love language or that's how they want to receive love, you have to, if you love them, let's start there.
Talk up the things.
Because if you love them, you're going to want to please them. Because you don't want the person to always be hurt.
And that guy in your house, sometimes he wants a little chase too.
Run him down.
He wants to be chased. He wants to be like, oh, yeah, what's up? Smell the smoke, you're so hot.
Yeah, compliment them. Yes. Compliment them.
Oh, you cute, sir. Mind them teeth, you know, babes.
Yeah, talk up the things. Security! Who doesn't want to be desired? Everybody wants to feel desirable.
Yeah.
That's come on true. Now. But for some reason, women always tend to think that it's only a female thing, as if men don't have desires.
But we're socialized that way.
Chase me, boy. Now run down, man. Do not run down, man. Now run down, man. You know if you understand. Remember that? We grew up here in the run down, man.
Now run down, man.
That bus never left you.
Now run down, the man. Yes.
So please don't run down a man if you're not married, okay? No. Well, that's not what we're saying. Please, Jesus, no.
Oh, Lord.
No. Okay, I was watching something the other day where the man says when the woman is running them down, he considers her thirsty. Thirsty.
We live in Hotlanta, and okay. there are a lot of thirsties.
What you say?
There are a lot of thirsties
out here.
Okay.
Because the competition is very serious. The ratio is real. There's high competition. They have a lot to choose from. And just letting you know, ladies, the guys have a lot to choose from. So what are you doing?
This is why when we talk about getting rid of the entanglement, we're just trying to make shine you up, girl. We're just trying to make sure that you're that diamond, not in the rough, but you're that diamond that is outshining people because you don't have all this stuff clouding your glow. Okay, so here is a quote from Cindy Trim, and she's describing entanglements. Her book is The Rules of Engagement. And it's one of the prayer books that it's a part of our lives, like, permanently. So this is the description of entanglements. When I think of the word entangle, I think of someone caught in a web that stagnates growth, progress, or development and keeps a person stuck in circumstances they really want to be delivered from. Entanglements can be social, relational, familial, organizational, spiritual, psychological, or financial in nature. Once God delivers you from anything, be careful because the devil will seek to cause you to fall into the same or similar entanglements again. And you can check out the scriptures, Exodus 14, verse 3, for an example, and also 2 Peter 2, verse 20. Okay, so she has a prayer here for entanglements counterattack. Ask God to destroy entanglements. We're not playing with this. It's destruction we are called for, okay? ask God to destroy entanglements. Decree and declare. So you're going to say, I decree and declare that Jehovah gives me the strength and courage to break free of every entanglement. And according to Galatians 5 verse 1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ had made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
Beloved Queens podcast continues after the break. Soon come back.
If you're wondering how you can support and partner with us, we have some gems for you. Go to thebelovedqueens.com and click the heart at the top right-hand corner, or simply email us at info@thebelovedqueens.com. That's info@thebelovedqueens.com.
And we're back.
You ever hear about how someone, they might not look attractive to the other female, but her presence, her aura, her confidence, just the way she comes into the room and how she puts herself together, all the men gravitate to this one person? It's because she's glowing. Her light is so bright that she gravitates what she's putting out. And people will be criticizing, like, but she's not as hot as that one over there. Why is he interested? Because that one over there think that nobody can talk to her. She's not approachable.
Hello.
So he's not going to approach her. This one is more approachable. Because just like men do not like rejection. And if you seem as if you're going to reject them, they're not going to approach you.
They're not going to approach you. And then when you roll with your girlfriends in a massive tribe, it's kind of intimidating to approach you too, because they know the minute they walk away.
Sorry, listen. Everybody have an opinion.
So that's kind of, that makes it hard for them to approach. And you're not, and don't be like, oh, he's just not confident why he won't come up to me. That has really nothing to do with it, because if a guy sees you from across the room and you're glowing and ready, not thirsty, he'll approach you. He will find you. He will find you. They are made to chase. They're made to chase. They will find you. We just got to dust ourselves off, get our glow back, okay? Get that back, right? And some of the past stuff, like, anybody want to come to you and talk to you, and then you're like, well, you know, my last boyfriend did this and that and whatnot, blah, blah.
And listen to me, it's Valentine's Day. Do not carry on a baggage to the people in restaurants.
Oh, Lord. Hello.
Please to bring a clutch, not a bag.
Please.
And you know, this? When you're going out on a date and you bring the most dainty purse, that little clutch that can only hold your cell phone and, a card and a few little cash, please only take that into the new date and where you're going with this person. Do not bring the suitcase and the baggage.
15 years ago.
From 15 years ago. No. Leave, bag lady, please, your bags.
Here's the thing. When we getting ready for the date, speaking of date, we thinking about the exterior. We're going to buy a new outfit.
Yep.
Makeup. New hairstyle. We do the nails. We do the whole thing. Listen here. Hey, you have your story ready to go. I got my job. I have a house. I have this. I have that. You ready to tell him exactly what you have to offer, bring to the table? He has the same thing too, so he wants to know more than just what's on the outside. Give me something deeper.
Yeah.
I want to know if that, if you are kind, if you are trustworthy, what you bring into the table, not just on the exterior, on paper.
Can I trust you?
Exactly.
Do you like kids?
All right.
Do you want kids?
Do you want kids?
Are you going to be a positive affirmation to me? Are you going to believe in me? Is it just all about you, or do you have room for me?
Without the room, yes.
Is there room for me? Is there room for me? Because you cannot have so much clutter inside that he can't come in either. It's going to be tight up in there.
Space limited.
Space is limited.
Clean it out, ladies. Clean out that closet.
So that's the thing. You want to be a safe space.
Yes, because you have to remember that a lot of men go out there, just as how the world is negative. They face negativity every day, so they don't really want to be in a relationship where negativity dwells. They don't want to be in a relationship where they're being beaten down and there's just no love, there's just no life, there's no light. So you have to make sure that you have that so you can bring that into your home so that he wants to come home.
That's it.
Nothing like coming home to a dark, empty, something where some people, they wait till they literally have to just go in, shower and sleep because they don't want to deal with the people in the house. That's not what you want.
You know, we talked about intimacy. We talked about just being intimate, like even physical intimacy. That is essential. You know, but you want to also have like some kind of like mental intimacy with the person. Do you love them enough to just understand how they think? People always talk about, let's talk about sex, baby, on a ready feet, on a chow. Wait for see what we're going to talk about sex this and that and the third. And we might get in that definitely deeper than this. This is not even it. But you want your relationship, the aim is to be able to understand the person's mind, why they do what they do. What's their motivation? What's their trigger? What will get them in action? That's why you're there. Because what's the point of being in a relationship if you can't make the person life better and them can't make you better?
Talk up.
What's the goal? It's to make each other better at the end of the day. And people might think it's better in exterior things. Once you are better, like spiritually, mentally, everything else falls into place, you know, guys.
Oh, yes.
Everything falls into place after that. So how are you? Are you making sure that you check in with, okay, I know my mind. I've cleared the clutter with my mind. And so now how do I love them through just understanding them? Love, one of the things about love, it's just not all about you. That's the biggest thing with love. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends. That's what love is. Last week we talked about the heartbreak situation. I remember when God was trying to rebuild my sense of love. It was so funny. I went to the Bible and I was like, okay, I got to figure out what is love at this point because maybe I don't know. And I read that scripture. Love is patient.
And you are not patient.
Love is kind.
And you are not kind.
Love is not easily angered.
Backside.
I want them to talk about. Sure.
As them look for you too hard, they start cuss.
Whoa. I
love never fails. It does not give up. Hear this one now? Make a step on everybody can, including mine. Love does not keep a record of wrongs.
Sure.
Listen.
I'm out.
That's it, Trina.
Drop the mic.
You've
I'm out.
The building. You've left the building.
That's a hard no.
Madonna. Madonna. D-U-N. Done.
Literally, he was walking me down the 17 things that love is in 1 Corinthians 13. And I was like, but I'm probably, wait, maybe I never loved before. Wait.
Wait.
But that's it. Hold up. I want to know what love is.
Show me. I want to feel what love is.
Stop, keep record of wrongs. Stop, keep record of wrongs.
Because, you know, women who love and who has a very good memory. We have a memory bank that, I mean, not even the Federal Reserve keep those memories. Like, because we can give dates, time, the clothes you had on, the perfume we smell, the time of day, the weather. We will tell you everything from the past, from whatever, anything happened.
Lots of colors. Yes, details.
Full of memory and details. Absolutely. But that is not love.
According to the Bible, that is not being loving.
You know what I don't want for this Valentine's Day, people? I don't want you to just go through the motion because it's the day. I don't want you to just, you know, just to say, oh, I have a Valentine, or, and not actually show the person that you care for them. Don't stop taking the man candy if you don't like him. Stop accepting gifts from people who, just because it is Valentine's Day, or don't just go through the whole motion of it and not be, it's a day of love, and not be genuinely, even if you like the person, just show, be genuine about it. It's not a day to be fake and just to do nice Instagram pictures and social media and for people to say, oh yes, they have a Valentine. And if you're going to give a gift, give it from your heart, and it's something that the person wants and needs and will appreciate. Not what you want to give them, but what they will going to appreciate. And you know that sometimes that gift is just quality time, as most of us were talking about earlier. It's not even the whole spending of money, because I remember when we just started out, we didn't have any money, we didn't have anything, and me and babes have a nice spam dinner. We cook up with spam. We pick, and you know, I
spam a la love. Spam a la love. Okay.
You guys might still see these guys in Brooklyn on Valentine's Day. You know, they used to sell these little roses in, you know, they look a fake, but the perfume rose in the, I don't even remember how much it was, but that's what I still remember that. And I'm not, like, my husband is really romantic and everything, and I get the, you know, the dozen roses, the 24 roses.
But
and
remember the gift basket days?
You know what
remember
I remember?
Gift basket days?
Yes, every year. Yeah, every year, because as I said, I used to have a long-distance relationship. So every year, my husband would send, you know, my boyfriend at the time would send my Valentine's Day gift all the way from Jamaica. I used to get it here in New York, and it would be delivered. But the things I remember is the small, not the expensive things. I remember the times when we didn't have much, but just because the person show you love, I remember that. The experience and the struggle, I remember those. Yes, I get the lobster dinners and all of that, but I still remember.
No, you remember that Italian right there with the yum yum. Ooh.
Yes,
that
yes.
That was just yes, glorious.
Yes. Yes. Yes, well, you have Gina. To... Come off of your belly now. Come off of your belly.
That
but I'm saying it's just moments. Yeah. It's moments and you have to, it's genuine moments. Mm. Not Instagram moments, mm. Not, you know, for the video light and for your friends and for the likes. It's the genuine moments that you have between each other. Cherish those and make those happen.
It's the grabbing your partner inside the house, in the kitchen, and just dancing.
Mm. I love that.
Spontaneous.
Singing a little song. There's no music playing. You're the music. My son always says I'm the music. But it's just coming up with a song and, you know, hello, my baby. Hello, my sugar. And you just dance. Mm. You know, it's your husband putting on, like, you know what? Let me used to show you, babes, how me used to dance when I did young and thing. And you have a whole concert in front of you.
Listen, man. Listen.
Listen. It's just letting them be free to be them. It doesn't have to have chocolate. It doesn't have to have a rose. Mm. It can just be, it's time well spent that you can laugh, that you can remember forever. You know? Where they are laughing and you're laughing.
Mm. But yeah. They're free to express, you know.
Yeah. You know, love, the other thing it says, love always protects, always trusts. Mm-hmm. So if he did something before and you still have him up, just ask the Lord to renew your trust if you're still there. Renew the trust. Always hopes. Always perseveres. Love never fails. Never fails. These are the things that love, that the thing that love has so many components. And at the end of the day, we know that God is love. That's why it has all these perfection inside of it. But the thing is, for the good thing about God, he's such a good father that he wants us to aspire to love the way he does. Because the way he loves is so fulfilling. Can you imagine if we even begin to love our spouse or love even just our family members, our kids, loving like that? Like how God loves? That at the level is not, you know, the chocolate and the flowers and the pictures. It's just aspiring to love the way, to have the heart of God about love. So beautiful. Just not judgmental. Just forgiving all the time. Don't remembering our wrongs and stuff. So patient when we need to get a hit in our head because we're just so stubborn. It's just so endless and wonderful, you know? And it's just so beautiful. And so that's it. It's like more than the stuff, more than the commercialized part of loving, right? Valentine, I don't even know who he is or how he came about or whatever, but the heart behind the day, everybody responds to that. We all respond to love. We all want to be loved at some measure, at some level. We all desire it deeply because that's how God made us to desire love and to give it. Right? What we don't want to do is love with the issues them. We want to get rid of some of the issues so the love can be pure. Just pure. Whether it's you loving you, whether it's loving somebody else, pure love.
And don't do it because you want it to be reciprocated. If you do it genuinely, Trust me, it will come right back to you. Love is something, if you give it away, it will come right back to you.
Just like a magic penny, you put it in your pocket and you don't have
You put it in your pocket and you don't have any.
Comes right back to you.
It comes right back to you.
I know that song. We went way back. We went way back.
That's what love is. That's what love is. And our heart is that you would know what love is. That's our heart for you today, that you would know what love is. If you don't have a Valentine today, that's okay. That's okay. And don't. And I know you're going to say, listen, you married so you can't say anything. I know you saying that. I know. Did not.
You think we're born with Valentine?
I got my wine water.
Did not. But know that your love we can't carry it to dinner. But thanks for coming inside of our room and spending time with us. We appreciate that. Thanks for sharing our talks with your families and friends. We appreciate that. Thanks for the comments and the feedback to affirm that what we're doing is helping you. We appreciate that. Because we don't just want to talk to talk. We want to make impact in your lives. And we hope that this was a blessing for you. So, you know, the queens over here, we love you. We're not afraid to say it. Not afraid to show it. And we'll always show up because of that one reason. Love.
Beautiful soul. Hey, you beautiful soul, nestled deep within. Looking outside from the tunnel, you feel so trapped and buried in. Deep in disappointment, broken by betrayal, captive to confusion is a spark engulfed in darkness, waiting to emerge. You may not see it, but you are love. You are light, beautifully made in the image of Christ. More beautiful than the accessories you wear, your skin, your shape, your height, your hair. Do you think you're only as you appear? You're a beautiful soul, my dear. Beauty and value, not defined by human eyes or the images in your mind. Your worth and value isn't determined by what you do. Did you know that inside your mother's belly, the merciful one knitted you? The parts you don't like, he loves. The path ahead of you you don't see, he knows. The deepest love you felt, I promise, is nothing compared to his. So beautiful. Next time your emotions scream, you're ugly, fat, to this or that, erase and replace this lie with the truth. Ask the Creator to give you a glimpse of what he thinks of you. Wonderfully made, my queen. So beautiful you are. Been waiting for you to come into my arms. He'll say you're far more beautiful than lilies. You're loved more than you know. Let me ignite the spark so it can become your glow.
Until next time, add us to your calendar every Monday. Subscribe, like, leave a comment, and tell everybody, I mean everybody, about our podcast. And don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The Beloved Queens.